Mark Begich says Alaska needs a new approach in dealing with new leadership in Washington, D.C. if the state plans to continue receiving federal assistance for meeting local needs. The Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate in this fall's election said it's important to present any state need as a partnership, not to count solely on federal gifts to solve problems. He said the entire country will feel the effects of a $10 trillion national debt, and federal assistance will be difficult for anyone to obtain.
Those days of just giving some money are slim and far and few. What I think is more advantageous to us is show how we're going to partner. And I think all across the country that's going to be happening. It's a different style.
In Begich's view, a partnership is a way of offering state financial participation in a project as well as including other states and communities with similar needs into national issues. As an example, he says the federal government has the obligation to deal with the nation's energy transmission needs. He says delivering energy from a wind farm or a solar array is also a major need for Alaska.
So the idea is to take an Alaskan idea, make it a national concept. So you get a lot more friends, meaning senators and congressmen, that say, we're going to do this way. Because if you just say, well, we're going to do an earmark and do a little money for Angoon or Juneau, that doesn't solve the energy issue. What that does is solve a moment in time. This is a national security issue. It's a national economic issue. And we should look at it from a national perspective. And there is no better state that can do this than Alaska.
Begich is running against Senator Ted Stevens, whose staff did not reply to a request for a response. In the past, Stevens has promoted a mix of traditional energy sources with renewable energy.